From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm David Byrd reporting. One day after his first address to a joint session of Congress, U.S. President Donald Trump met Wednesday with Republican leaders from the House and Senate at the White House to discuss his legislative agenda. As the president and the leaders gathered, Mr. Trump's message to reporters was short and to the point.
So thank you very much. We're just here to start the process. It begins as of now, and we think we're going to have tremendous success. And thank you very much. Appreciate it.
In his nationally televised address, Trump laid out his legislative priorities, including $1 trillion in infrastructure upgrades throughout the United States. It also includes one of the biggest increases ever for military spending. Trump's agenda is likely to see a good deal of support in the Republican-controlled Congress, but there are signs not everything will be easily approved. Amid reports the State Department would see its budget slashed by as much as 38%, Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell told reporters Tuesday he would not support such cuts and they will not gain legislative approval. Two early polls are giving U.S. President Donald Trump high marks for his address Tuesday night. A CBS News YouGov poll found more than three-quarters of those who viewed the televised speech approved of it. 82% said they thought it was presidential. 76% of the viewers said they felt the address was unifying, including 36% of those who identified as Democrats. A separate poll by CNNORC had about 70% of viewers feeling more hopeful about the country's future. Almost two-thirds said they believed the president had set the right priorities. For more on these stories, visit our website. This is VOA News. The ground commander for Counter-Islamic State Coalition Forces says Russian and Syrian aircraft mistakenly bombed members of U.S.-backed Syrian forces near the town of Al-Bab. U.S. troops were just a few kilometers away. Army Lieutenant General Stephen Townsend told reporters via teleconference from Baghdad Wednesday that the bombing on Tuesday inflicted casualties on the Syrian Arab Coalition. That's a force that has been battling Islamic State fighters in villages described as south and east of Al-Bab. Townsend said that U.S. forces were 4 or 5 kilometers away, advising at command echelons a little farther back when the strikes occurred on the villages. A new United Nations investigative report accuses Syria and its ally Russia of multiple war crimes for deliberately targeting hospitals and destroying vital civilian infrastructure during daily airstrikes. As Lisa Schlein reports, the report covers the period between July and December when Syrian and Russian air forces relentlessly bombed eastern Aleppo as part of their strategy to force rebels to surrender.
Chairman of the Independent Commission, Paolo Pinheiro, says civilians were deliberately targeted.
Each cluster bomb release, they are used in such a densely populated area, as I said, as eastern Aleppo city, amounts to the use of an indiscriminate weapon constituting the war crime.
Pinheiro says the report also documents Syria's use of chlorine-filled barrel bombs on civilian inhabited areas. Lisa Schlein for VOA News, Geneva.
At least 16 people were killed and 40 others wounded when heavily armed Taliban suicide bombers attacked a police headquarters in western Kabul. The coordinated raid, which began with a suicide car bombing at the entrance of the facility, sparked a fierce gun battle with security forces. There are reports that at least 6 police were killed and more than 70 people wounded, including civilians, but an Interior Ministry spokesman says an official casualty toll and details about the number of attackers will be issued once the police headquarters is secured. Malaysia has charged 2 women with murder Wednesday in connection with the death of Kim Jong-nam, the half-brother of North Korean leader Kim Jong-un. Siti Aisyah of Indonesia and 28-year-old Nguyen Thi Huang from Vietnam were under heavy security as they appeared in a Kuala Lumpur court. The women were not asked to enter pleas, but said they were innocent and believed they were taking part in a prank for a television show. For more on these stories, log on to our website. I'm David Byrd in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.